This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Film and TV companies spent $334 million in Montana over the past 2 years, according to numbers released to state legislators last Monday. Television, including the filming of the Yellowstone franchise, was the biggest contributor, with $275 million spent between July 2022 and May 24. $90 million was spent locally on production. The biggest chunk, $184 million, went to Hollywood talent. Roughly $60 million went to payroll for Montana employees. Over 2 years, 510 full-time Montana jobs were created directly by film and TV work, with another 810 jobs indirectly created. Over 2 years ending in May, 37 Montana counties benefited from the 167 film and TV productions in the state. Independent features were a distant second to television programming, with $35 million in activity. Tax credits for film production have been in place since first introduced in the 2007 Montana legislature. The 2019 legislature reestablished them, so tax credits are available for productions through 2029. The incentives are a grab bag of perks: a 25% tax credit for hiring Montana crew members, 15% for non-resident crew, and 30% for Montana University students working for the college credit. Actors, directors, and writers are worth a state tax benefit of 20%. In Montana, the film and TV productions must spend their money in the state first before applying for the tax credit. The tax credits aren't paid out until the producers offer receipts for their expenditures, but what's available for new projects is based on projections. There have been rumors about filmmakers pulling out of Montana once the state's film credits are exhausted. The production of 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, featuring Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford, likely relocated from Butte to Texas as Montana tax incentives maxed out and Texas offered a better deal. A shootout in Yellowstone National Park left one man dead and a ranger wounded. Park rangers responded to calls of a man with a gun making threats in Canyon Village, prompting a confrontation that lasted several hours through the night and into the morning of the 4th of July. After rangers contacted the man, there was an exchange of gunfire and the man was killed. During the incident, one Yellowstone Park ranger was injured. The ranger was transported to a regional hospital and is in stable condition. Canyon Village is a large and popular tourist destination in the center of Yellowstone National Park, offering camping, restaurants, hotels, and cabins. The FBI is leading the investigation with support from National Park Service special agents. Much of the area around Canyon Village is closed while the investigation continues. The name of the man killed has not yet been released, and it's not clear if the man was visiting the park or an employee. Violent crime is rare in Yellowstone National Park. Three other high-profile incidents have happened in the past 50 years. In 1997, in the Frog Rock area, 6 miles east of Mammoth, there was a murder-suicide involving a 69-year-old Idaho mother who was shot and killed by her 48-year-old son. The pair had been on the lam following a check fraud and auto theft scheme. In 1985, near Old Faithful, a 22-year-old park employee was beaten to death by a coworker. In 1978, in the Boiling River area north of Mammoth Hot Springs, a California 17-year-old was shot dead by a man he was traveling with. Friday morning, an earthquake measuring 3.9 on the Richter scale was recorded near Seeley Lake, Montana. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the earthquake at 4:46 a.m., 23 miles east-northeast of Seeley Lake. An earthquake of 3.9 magnitude produces noticeable shaking and usually minor property damage. No reports of injury or damage have been reported from Friday morning's shaker. There are about 10,000 earthquakes measuring 3.9 each year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.